Robert Haley stars as Charlie McMahon in Farewell to the Chief.
Anybody who knew Jim Bartlett will tell you he was a great chief of police. But he was something more important, a good cop. He was dedicated to this job and this service. Hardworking, honest, and a loyal friend. His sudden, tragic loss touches us all deeply. And I know, if he were here, what he'd want me to say is that the best way to honor him is to go out there every day and serve and protect the citizens of this great city. Goodbye, Jim. And we'll do the best we can to honor your memory. Ted!
What a performance.
It makes me sick.
Fire!
He wasn't all bad, Jolene. Nobody is.
We're giving him a hero send-off, and he was totally corrupt.
Oh, for God's sake, just let the man rest in peace.
I'd love to. But we all know what he did.
And we all agreed on what we're doing about it, you included.
Right. Nothing.
Look, Jolene, he made a big mistake and paid for it with his life. Case closed.
But the case isn't closed. It's a double homicide and we're concealing evidence. That stinks.
Seriously, how did I do it?
There wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Great, because that's what we're going to need to pull this off.
Yeah, well, like they say, best to strike while the iron is hot. I only got one worry.
What?
Jolene. She hates the whitewash.
Yeah, well, I'll worry about that. You just take care of business.
Fine. Talk to you later.
You ever shoot anybody, Cliff?
Yeah, one time.
Kill him?
Nah. Why?
I kind of feel like the chief is the first guy I ever killed.
Oh, come on.
I can't help it. I found his political slush fund and tied it to the Chinese mob. And he killed himself.
You were just doing your job, son.
S.I. McPhee, I...
And nobody can blame you for that.
They're still blaming Terry Cline for killing Gordy Newman, though. And he's innocent.
That's taken care of. The Crown knows the evidence against him was rigged. He'll be out by tomorrow.
And then what?
And then I build a solid case against Tran Nguyen.
Without involving the chief? Do you really think you can do that?
I can try.
The man runs a gang that manufactures fake credit cards. He's used those funds to become the head of a highly visible downtown business association. And we know for sure he's got two city councilors in his pocket. We've got to be able to make something stick.
No, we can't. I can.
What do you mean?
From here on in, this is a homicide investigation, by the book. No rogue surveillance officers, no discredited computer geniuses, and no old guy.
Well, that sucks.
This whole mess sucks. But I'm not going to make it any worse for any of you. I'll give my men what they need to do the job.
Except the reason for the chief's suicide.
The stag party? The chief's stolen badge? Gordy bringing Tran in to get it back? How Terry was framed? That should be enough. As for the rest,
all our careers would be damaged. The union would be dragged through the muck, and Charlie could be charged for interfering with justice. You want that?
Of course not.
Good. Because we made a decision the day the chief shot himself. That decision was to keep the details of this case under wraps. So you get a grip and do what you're told. Got it?
Mr. New.
Yes, sir.
Charlie McMahon, I talked to you a while back about Gordy and the chief.
Sorry, I don't remember. You want something?
Whiskey and noodles. That's what Gordy used to order, wasn't it? On the house?
Sometimes he insists on paying. Put on Visa. Anyway, you ain't Gordy.
Actually, I am. Shanghai Toronto Enterprises.
Hey, Fred! One special. Whiskey, and I'm listening.
You were using Gordy and your company to fund Chief Bartlett's run for mayor.
was I?
You were. Always nice to own a piece of the government, isn't it?
It seems to work for some of our larger corporations.
But even better for you. You got a piece of police headquarters at the same time.
Sounds like a good idea, on paper.
It was a great idea. Too bad Bartlett messed up. All that money wasted. Especially when you worked so hard to protect your investment.
Fo, you ever tried before?
No, I'm more of a pink bobo ball kind of guy.
You like it. Noodles, green onions, basil, broth. Looks simple, but it's complicated. Subtle, eh?
Yeah?
Yeah. You'll never guess all the ingredients, and I'm not going to tell you.
Chef's secret? That's okay. I don't need all the details to enjoy the soup. You know Superintendent McPhee?
The head of homicide?
And the next chief of police. Don't you think? With the right kind of support?
Who knows? Maybe.
He thinks he could do it. With the support of the East Asian Council on Business and some financing from the Shanghai operation?
The ultimate victory will depend on the hearts and minds of the people. Remember that one? LBJ.
Maria, due cappuccino chocolate, prego.
So, what gives with Tranmere?
What about him?
He's still on the street.
Look, Andy, I can't talk about it.
My informant is a busboy at Saigon 4.
That so?
Terrible job. Needs help with his kids' education fund. Your friend Charlie is now a regular.
What?
Looks like he's got Gordy's old seat.
If you're suggesting...
Sorry, but Chief Bartlett dies suddenly. We all know what that means. And now talk is that McPhee wants to be the next chief.
That's just talk.
So far. But Tran Nhu still needs police protection from the Bui Tor gang. We know he has influence with the police board, and he still hasn't been charged with those pesky murders. And Charlie's hanging at the fore. Ipso facto, ergo, hence?
Charlie McMahon is an honest man.
Then what gives?
I don't know. We trace a connection between Tran and Bartlett. We confronted Bartlett, who told us Tran had committed the murders. But then the chief killed himself before we could get a formal statement.
So you got hearsay based on hearsay. That's it?
That's right.
Gracias, Maria. Mmm. Smell that chocolate. So, now you're building a new case against Trent. How's it going?
I don't know. McPhee sent us all home, claimed he didn't want any secret investigations.
Sorry, but something smells like stinky cheese.
You're wrong.
Prove it.
I know that in the past there's been much media attention given to the issue of the police association engaging directly in the political process. We never accepted this position, especially on issues of vital importance to the safety of the citizens of Toronto. So it is with the greatest of pleasure that I join Councillors Hua and Como in offering the support of the union for the appointment of Supervising Inspector Kirk McPhee as the new Chief of Police.
I know nothing about it.
Come on, Malcolm. You and Charlie have tried to cut me out of an investigation before. It didn't work then, and it won't work now.
I'm telling you, I don't know anything about what Charlie and McPhee are up to.
And you don't care.
I'm not going to get caught messing up again. If S.I. McPhee can get me back in computer crime...
That should be a piece of cake if he makes chief.
You really think he has a chance?
He's got powerful supporters. Mr. News 2 Alderman, for starts. Be interesting to see who Shanghai Toronto Enterprises has gotten the consulting payroll these days.
You realize what you're saying? That McPhee has climbed into bed with Tran Nhu and Charlie is the new bagman.
I just want to prove Andy wrong.
Okay. But we do, and you let it drop. Right?
Remember, 3:30 they toll on Queen Street.
Terry?
Yeah? What do you want?
I'm Constable Jolene Gray. I want to talk to you about your wife's death.
You want to talk about Penny? Why?
Because I want to see her killer punished.
You on this case?
Yeah, kinda.
Kinda. Right.
I know you claim Gordy wasn't the killer, that it was Tran Nu.
Yeah. I told your boss, but he still hasn't made an arrest, has he?
There's a little matter of proof.
I gave McPhee and McMahon enough to get him.
Maybe they missed some of it.
Right. Look, Tran and a sidekick called Henry came to our place and tried to beat us.
Over the chief's badge.
Yeah, you got it. But Penny pulled a gun on him, backed him off.
Then what?
I called Gordy. He said he'd take care of it. Next thing, Penny's dead. Then Gordy's dead, and I'm framed for his killing. I tell my story to McPhee. Tell him the chief's in on it with Tran. The next thing, the chief's dead too. You want to explain that?
You're saying it's related.
Oh, come on. Tran Nu is the only one left alive. You're telling me that's a coincidence?
No, I told you we don't have any evidence.
You've got me. My testimony. But it's worthless as long as you're covering up for a dead chief.
So it's a cover-up.
Look, I've seen the news. McPhee in bed with Tran. And Tran killed my wife. What would you call it?
Look, it's not what you think.
Yeah, sure. It's all a big misunderstanding. I got a job to do.
What can I do for you tonight, Mr. Nu? A little thing. Of no consequence, I suppose. My old friend, Andy Wong, has been asking some questions around the community.
About you?
Me? No, I'm an open book. About you. He's very interested in your visits to this establishment.
I see.
Also, it seems he's been keeping company with your Constable Gray.
That's so?
Yes. Intimate little tete-a-tetes in some of his favorite College Street bistros. I would suspect a romantic liaison, but Andy is so very married. 5 kids. Not the type, I'm afraid.
I see.
But I must ask, how much does Constable Gray know about my relationship with Chief Bartlett?
We used her to do a bit of surveillance on Gordy, so she knows about this place. But beyond that, Kirk played everything pretty close to the vest.
So she knows enough to be confused by our growing affection for each other?
You don't have to worry about Jolene. She's a friend.
I'm relieved. But as you know, I'm a man who prefers to protect his investments.
Jolene isn't Gordy.
That's right. You are. But if she gets too close...
You'd kill her like you did the stripper? Frame me? Bomb my car before anybody could get a good look at the details of the case?
I don't have the slightest idea what you are talking about. Come on, sing a song with me. Islands in the Stream. Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. We sing that one together good.
He's coming out now, heading for his car. Oh, he's got that look, you know.
What look's that?
That somebody's watching. Where is the rat? Look, I'm ducking.
He made you?
Not sure. I tried news out front having a smoke, so I can't follow. You can pick him up on my call.
What are you going to do?
Go get some noodles.
Okay, I'm coming. Charlie, I was just burning a steak. You want to...
We got trouble.
What's the matter?
Up there, about 50 yards.
Blue Chev. That Jolene?
She tailed me here from Saigon Pho.
Great. Why didn't you lose her?
Why bother? We're made, Kirk. By her and Andy Wong, who was parked in front of Saigon Pho when I pulled out.
Great. What did Tran want?
To warn me about them and threaten us both.
We can use that.
I didn't say he gave me anything incriminating.
But if he threatened her, then...
You've heard the tapes, Kirk. You know how he talks. Beyond careful. Every damn thing he says is oblique. And I sincerely doubt whether wearing a wire into his restaurant is a wise decision anymore.
What do you want to do?
Take him down. Now.
What for?
Corruption. Bribing a police officer. Bribing 2 aldermen. Hell, I don't know. We got to have something by now.
Kid stuff. We've got a great sting in the making, and I'm not giving away a murder case to make a bribery charge.
Then I'm going to tell Jolene what we're doing.
No way.
Way?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, sorry. Hanging out with these kids, you pick up their jargon. Look, if we don't let her in, she's going to bust our chops or get herself killed.
Okay, okay, maybe you're right. But I am not making that kind of decision until I know what she knows.
And how are we going to find that out?
Gee, I don't know. Ask the other kid. Way?
Taxi! Taxi!
Need a lift?
I'm fine. Taxi!
Malcolm, what the hell's going on?
Look, Charlie, I'm in a hurry.
Then get in the car. Get in the car.
Fine.
Where to?
Toronto General. Andy Wong's been shot.
I don't know. I mean, I love my job, but if it's going to hurt my tennis...
It's not funny, Andy.
I got shot while talking to Tran Nu. It's hilarious.
Andy, you okay?
Yeah, sure. Just a flesh wound.
Right through his shoulder. He's lucky the bullet missed anything vital.
Where did it happen?
Outside Saigon 4.
How?
Sorry, Charlie. It's a police matter.
Oh, will you give me a break? I know you were following me.
Guess that makes you a suspect, eh?
I got an alibi, don't I? Her name's Jolene. Oh, for God's sake, we're on the same side here.
Sorry, Charlie, but we know you're working for Tran Nu.
I'm working... You should know me better than that.
It's a fact. Malcolm hacked the records at Shanghai, Toronto.
Did it ever occur to you that Kirk and I might be working a sting?
Then why shut us out?
Kirk's call. I didn't agree.
So what's the deal?
We told Tran we want to pick up right where Bartlett left off, on the take, with me as the go-between. It's the only way we can get what we need to put him away.
And he's buying it?
Unless you and Andy messed it up. Look, we still don't have enough to get him on the killings. Can we try at least to get on the same page and see what we can do? Andy?
Sorry, all we got is you and Kirk and some payoffs from Shanghai, Toronto.
Tell me about the shooting.
Not much to tell. Me and Tran had a nice talk. I asked him if his nephew Henry was around, which was a joke because he never lets any of the kids from Buidoy come to the restaurant. Even bigger joke, though, we busted Henry with 20 fake credit cards last month. He's in jail. Then, pop, pop, pop.
Right out front of the restaurant.
3 shots. Sounded like small caliber, .22. Ricochets off the wall. Mr. Nu hits the deck. Me too. I come up, got this hole in my best jacket.
And that's it?
They missed him, got you?
Maybe.
Or maybe it's a warning to stay away.
No way the boys from Buidoy are going to shoot me with him standing there.
Which begs the question, who's shooting at Tran? And why?
That's it. All the case files. From the first officer on the scene at the murder of Penny Klein to the incident report on Andy's shooting.
Plus... everything I could pull on Tran Nu's past exploits, including his involvement with Buidoy. I also dug up Gordy's files from the Asian Crime Task Force.
And Andy gave me all his notes. Now what?
Got your laptop plugged in, Malcolm?
Plugged in, online, and networked. What's next?
I want you to build us a database.
I've got a good start on it already. Hang on. Tran Nu's relationship with Gordy Newman and Chief Bartlett, which began when Gordy and Andy took down the Big Circle Gang, leaving a gap at the top of the food chain, which Tran Nu filled. He has big jaws, too.
So, using his friendship with Gordy, Tran was able to offer his support to the chief, and it all flowed from that.
To the point where Tran thought he had the next mayor in his pocket.
Which may have been the case, except for a stripper named Penny Klein. So, what do we know about Penny Klein?
But we have to consider the forensic record. Remember how violent the attack on Penny was? I mean, if all you wanted to do was retrieve the chief's badge and avoid a scandal...
Yeah, but according to Terry, that wasn't the point. Penny had humiliated Tran in front of his nephew, Henry. It was payback time.
According to Terry, who had his wife stripping, hates the police, and will make a terrible witness for the prosecution. I mean... I barely met the guy, and he scares me.
There must be some physical evidence to tie Tran Nu to the crime scene.
The killer was left-handed. Tran is left-handed. That and a buck will buy you a Coke.
Speaking of Coke, I need caffeine. Badly.
Okay, okay.
Anybody need one latte, a red eye, double-double, and a chamomile tea?
Timbits? You didn't get Timbits?
At the Starbucks? Duh. You come up with anything while I was gone?
We've been looking at how Terry was framed for Gordy's murder.
It was slick. And every move was inside the Buidoy skill set. Except, how did they know about his military record?
Maybe Gordy looked it up.
Yeah. I guess that's a question for Terry. Speaking of
I've got a uniform watching his place. He hasn't come home.
I just hope he's okay.
What do you mean?
I get the feeling Tran Nu isn't the kind of guy who likes to leave any loose ends. And now that he's out of custody, Terry is very definitely a loose end.
You know, one thing I still don't get. You busted Gordy because he lied about being at the Saigon when Penny was killed.
That's right.
How'd you know he wasn't there?
A gas receipt on his visa. He filled up just around the corner from the crime scene.
So, if he wasn't the perp, what was he doing there? A coincidence?
The neighborhood looks cool, Charlie.
Roger on that. Anybody turn up Terry yet?
Nothing. The last of the staff is coming out of Saigon phone now. Tran's locking up.
Okay, I'm going in.
Okay, Charlie. You be careful in there. And everybody else, keep your eyes and ears open.
The wire okay, Kirk?
Loud and clear. Be careful, Charlie.
What are you doing here in the middle of the night?
I've got news about Andy Wong.
Shooting a cop in front of my place, it's crazy.
You had nothing to do with it, eh?
Of course not. Ain't he okay?
He thinks maybe the shooting was an accident.
Accident?
He thinks they were trying to get you.
Me? Who? Why?
He thinks word maybe got out.
Word about what?
His investigation. I checked things out with a friend in the Crown Attorney's office. They're preparing a warrant for your arrest.
What?
Andy went over Kirk's head with this.
A visa receipt?
On Gordy's card, but that's not his handwriting. It's your nephew Henry's handwriting.
He stole Gordy's credit card?
Nope. He manufactured a duplicate.
Hey, stay away from there.
This little black box hooked to the credit card scanner. It takes all the information off the magnetic strip every time a card gets swiped, right? Then you take that info to that little manufacturing unit in Scarborough where Henry used to work.
Even if Henry had Gordy's card, why would he use it on his way to beating up some stripper? Puts the finger right on Gordy. Oh, stupid.
Yeah. According to his rap sheet, it's typical. Henry isn't all that bright.
Nobody's going to believe that. Not in court.
The Crown's cut a deal. Henry says he used the card to cover his tracks. Says he was frightened after you killed the girl.
He killed her, not me. He's a professional hitman.
A right-handed hitman. Penny Klein was killed by a left-handed blow, and you're a lefty.
Kirk can still protect me. Maybe evidence get lost. Maybe something happens to Henry.
You still don't get it, Tran. If they take you, he'll go down too, and he can't let that happen.
Kirk is trying to kill me? Get down.
Hey, who turned off the lights?
Terry?
Terry? Terry Klein?
Mr. New. Missed you the first time. Won't miss again.
Don't be stupid, Terry.
He killed my wife.
Where is he? Too dark.
No, you're wrong, Terry. This is a setup. I'm wearing a wire. We're going to put him away.
A wire? You? The little pimp shot me. I hold you personally responsible.
Tran Nu!
You okay, Charlie?
Yeah, fine. Terry?
He's gone.
Yeah. Tran, too.
All the members of the association were disappointed by Inspector McPhee's decision. But given the shocking revelations about corruption at the very highest levels of the police administration, I have to say it makes sense to bring in a chief from outside our ranks. I'd just like to add my personal commendation to the inspector for bringing this complex and tragic case to a close, and to say that the way he worked with me personally and other members of the association is a sterling example of what we think leadership can be. We're sure the time will come when he will serve this service at the highest level. Thank you.
And that is that. Thanks, Joe. What do you think, Charlie?
You'll be deputy chief within 5 months.
It's already in the works. Just wish I'd got it some other way. Too many people were hurt.
You want another, Jolene?
Nah, I'm... sure.
This thing's got you pretty low.
It's Terry. It was just... it was wrong.
Hey, nobody made him go after Tran.
Come on, Kirk. We did. When we decided to keep Malcolm and Jolene out of the loop, we started a process that put that gun in his hand.
Because he thought we were corrupt and protecting his wife's killer.
Yeah.
Then he should have gone to the press. I can sympathize with the poor jerk, but that doesn't excuse his action.
Still, it's not easy.
What?
Thinking about him. It's like what you said about Chief Bartlett. Terry Klein is the first man I ever killed.
You have been listening to Farewell to the Chief, the first of our new series of The Old Guy by Paul Ledoux. Featured in the cast tonight, Robert Haley as Charlie McMahon, William Colgate as Kirk McPhee, Ryan Rogerson as Malcolm Fieldstein, and Karen Glaive as Jolene Gray. With them, you also heard Hardy T. Lynham as Cliff Stark, D. Garnet Harding as Terry Klein, Ho Oyster Chow as Tran Nu, and William Johnson as Andy Wong. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineer was Wayne Richards. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcott. Colleen Woods was the associate producer. The program was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. Most series of The Mystery Project are available to you on CD. To find out how to order them, visit our webpage at www.cbc.ca/mysteryproject. And discover the link at the bottom of the front page called How to Purchase. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.